Richard T. Splett. Don't know why I said T. My middle name's John.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. And if you watch HBO's hit comedy Veep, it's probably because you love spending time with its clutch of depraved, jaded, and mostly incompetent Washington, D.C. insiders whose main job seems to be thinking of the most vulgar and hilarious ways to insult each other. But in the Veep version of cynical Washington, Richard Splett stands out. He's semi-competent, but he's also loyal and, above all, weirdly positive and earnest.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in Crowley v. Nevada that you don't have to recount the paper audit trails in local elections.
That's Crowley versus Nevada.
That's Crowley? Actually, you know what? I could email you. Or, you know, you could email me at splett2@splettnet.net. Splett1's my father. I mean, I'll be sad to see him go, but it'll be nice to get my hands on that handle, you know.
You're listening there to actor Sam Richardson. He plays Richard Splett on Veep. And Sam's Pollyannish expressions and impeccable timing have helped make Richard a fan favorite. Now, a lot of people, including this host and Washington resident, consider Splett the funniest standout on a show full of hilarious characters. Sam is also the co-creator and co-star of a new sitcom that aired earlier this year called Detroiters on Comedy Central. It just got picked up for a second season, but I was most excited to talk to Sam about his work on Veep.
DC people especially are the ones who I think love the show the most. Often they say that our depiction of DC in politics is the most accurate one, which I don't know if it's settling. It's unsettling, I think, is the word.
You know, Richard Splett's guilelessness is one of my favorite things about the show. And I can't pass up this opportunity because there is a bit of dialogue from your performance on Veep that is so famous amongst my friends, both in politics and in journalism. So I got to play it.
Senator Wilkie has been begging to see me, and lots of other people want meetings, too. VP Doyle's a lame duck. You know what you do with lame animals?
Care for them.
You shoot them dead.
Oh, no, yeah, I gotcha. Kinder in the long run, actually.
I mean, there is quintessential Splett. You got a wounded animal? Care for him.
Just that goes, I think, to the core of what Richard's belief is.
You know, in another era of television, there might have been an entire family of Splets. I mean, the Dick Van Dyke Show could have been the Splets, and somebody who was cynical and mean would have been the comic foil. They would have been the one to stand out. And maybe it's just a testament to modern television that this is 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the world, I think, kind of exists in cynicism now, which is not great. But I think a character like Richard being opposite for that, like, really just helps comedically. The idea of a person being positive is funny, which is interesting.
Meanwhile, politics continues to develop in this strange and surreal world that we're in the real world. I mean, were you as scared as a lot of other people associated with the show that Veep might not be funny anymore?
Yeah.
As political satire?
Because like, if you're, like, painting it's an analogy out of nowhere. If you're painting a picture, a portrait of somebody, and then they dip their face in oil, what are you painting anymore? Now you're just kind of doing it off the memory of it. But hopefully everybody remembers what real politics was like. Because now there's no rules. Like, what's going on? Like, it's.
But has the show changed in the Trump era in terms of how the actors handle it or how the writers are putting the show together?
No. In that, it has not. In some specific jokes that were written had to be, like, changed because, like, it became reality. Like, there was a pee-pee joke that had to be changed because it's like, oh, you guys are doing a Trump joke. It's like, no. We thought of something that would be ridiculous that would never be brought up for a political figure or appears to thought a president, and then it happened, or then, like, it was alluded to. So then it was like, well, we got to change this. So there's so many things, and usually it happens. The order is different. Like, we'll do something on the show, and then maybe a few months later, it happens in real life, and we're like, oh, well, how could we have known? This one just kind of all of it front loaded. So we're like, well, we can't do that. Can't do that. We wrapped the show in, like, February. So, like, a lot of the things that are happening now that are kind of, like, in the parallel in the real lifetime timeline are so incredibly coincidental, it's a little mind-boggling.
Coincidental or predictive?
Predictive.
I mean, that's the disturbing thing about it.
The oracle.
The orb.
The orb. Oh, the orb. Like you say, exactly. Like if you had written that Selena Meyer goes and like she stands on a like a magical mystical orb, you'd have been like, well, no, guys, come on, let's be creative. Let's not go into comic book land. Let's do something that would happen in reality. And I still, what is that orb? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it was the opening to a big Saudi anti-terrorism facility, and that they were lighting it up for the first time when
that
cameras
was the on back. Switch.
That was the on switch.
Oh, okay.
The orb.
At least a switch, I think, would do it.
Right, a regular switch might have done it.
Switch or a button, you know. But I don't know. Maybe that's years ahead in technology. Like all things are orb powered.
Well, I want to talk about your new show, too, because this is not just an acting gig, Detroiters, but a creation of yours on Comedy Central. Just finished its first season. Let's listen to a clip.
I'm Mike Tussle, the tough lawyer. I'll fight for you and I'll win. I read all these books.
It's one of our best commercials.
I'm honestly proud.
It's so good.
Who makes that crap?
I'm Mike Tussle.
I know!
They suck. I hope you die.
It sucks, like, from beginning to end.
We should find them and kill them.
Yeah, well...
Sam Richardson, you and your partner on this show are kind of Bush League ad men trying to make commercials in Detroit and kind of on the hustle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's two local ad men trying to make commercials in the city of Detroit, which they love more than anything. Just like me in real life and my friend Tim in real life, we love Detroit above all places. So, like, it's, you're talking about if there's another comedy where it's like anti-cynicism, you know, really the basis of it is love these guys have for each other and where they're from.
You know, I don't want to get too sentimental with it, but Detroit is a city that's had a lot of setbacks and is fighting on its way back. We all know that. Is there an element of the fight back in Detroit here?
There is. In the characters, in the people, I think we tried to show a little bit of that indomitable spirit of Detroiters. And also to not show that same kind of what we used to term ruin porn that is the typical portrayal of Detroit. We wanted to have a fun comedy that's not about the blight of the city, but just about the people and about the place and its positives and its negatives. And I don't think there's been a show that has done that.
Detroiters is the newish show on Comedy Central. Sam Richardson is the star and one of the creators of that show. And Sam is as a denizen and an animal of Washington, D.C., I just got to say again, man, you're making some of the best satire. You're making some of the best stuff on Veep that any of us have ever seen. It's religious. We love it.
Oh, thank you. And when I come there, protect me.
Sam Richardson plays Richard Splett on Veep on HBO. Sam, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Todd.